a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The brother tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzer told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, "Your story's so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." Fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
You're tuned into the first ever second annual broadcast of the Radiotis Radio Tease. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Philip Radiotis. And I just treated your ears to some Nat King Cole and his fabulous trio that was Straighten Up and Fly Right. That's Nat King Cole on the piano and vocals, and some dude on the guitar, and some other dude on the bass. Tonight I plan on taking you farther than you're used to going on a second date, so get loose, relax, and let's put on a little Aaron Neville with his smooth tenor singing "How Could I Help But Love You."
When you hold me close, honey, you're the most. Baby, you set my soul on fire. Ever since I met you, honey, I had to get you. You have been my one desire. Sure would grieve me, baby, it would break my heart. But I won't let that worry me. This love will always be. It was meant right from the start.
Oh,
it wouldn't be your fault. Yeah, it would be all mine. When you hold me close, honey, you're the most. Baby, you set my soul on fire. Ever since I met you,
he's got that skyscraping tenor ready to jump out the side of a building on a full moon. Aaron Neville. He's usually singing church songs nowadays. We got that really super ha 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 Ave Maria. He got that vibrato that you could slice bread with. Aaron Neville got all those brothers too. They're the Jackson 5 of the deep soul. I can't say enough good things about Aaron Neville. I really love his style. He got that dangling earring and the cheek tattoo. But we can't stay on one person all night because the night is not long enough for just Aaron Neville. So we're going to talk about Dusty Springfield a little bit. And we're going to let her do the talking too. This is from her album Dusty in Memphis. This is In the Land of Make-Believe. That is a wild combo, the string section and the sitar. Do you think they call it a sitar because you have to sit down to play it? Conjecture. Dusty in Memphis is a great, great album. It's produced by Jerry Wexler, who also produced Aretha Franklin's Finest Hits and a lot of other good stuff. That album produced one of her biggest hits, Son of a Preacher Man, which I was first introduced to, sampled by Cypress Hill on their song Hits from the Bong. Although I believe my parents bought me the clean version of that CD, Black Sunday, and the title was Hits from the Gong. It's quiz time here on the Radio Tees, and so I'm going to play a song by the Delphonics, and I want to ask you this. Like Cypress Hill sampling Dusty Springfield, which 90s hip-hop group sampled the Delphonics to get their first mainstream hit? Chew on that, and when we get back from this song, we'll get right down to it. Mm-hmm.
get right down to it. Isn't this moment what it's all about, girl?
And when you get right down to it, don't you just feel this moment say everything?
Holding you, touching you. Girl, I need a whole lifetime to do all the things that I want.
Soul on Phil's show here. That was the Delphonics with When You Get Right Down to It. The Delphonics, the uncle band to my favorite Philly soul band, the Stylistics, wrote a song called Ready or Not, Here I Come, which the Fugees obviously took and blew up again in the mid-90s. Congratulations to Mark Maggiolo, who called in and correctly identified that he is the new winner of $10 million. Oh, that sound means it's time for us to reach in our and the sack and pick out a band with the name blank and the blank. So here we go. Oh, we got a good one this week. This is one of my favorite and the bands. This is Phil Phillips and the Twilights with Sea of Love.
I love you.
with me to the sea. Phil Phillips and the Twilights with Sea of Love. They really have a sound going along the likes of the Penguins or the Drifters, that really high, strong, natural tenors. I guess this is a show about the tenors, because, man, the tenors are really showing off today. It's also a show about romance, and who else to better explain romance to us but the French? So we're going to listen to a band called Suicide Romeo, one of the best band names I've ever heard, with Modern Romance. Tell us about it.
Bye.
What can I say? I'm just a sucker for a new wave sax solo. What a handsomely put together song that was, wasn't it? I could just see the leather jackets and the slick back hair and the tough cigarette puffs. Merde. Suicide Romeo, don't go looking for them online or you're going to just find a bunch of crappy metal bands. Definitely on the other end of the spectrum is this band called The Poets, who have one of the best intros in all of the deep soul sound with this song, She Blew a Good Thing. Had me dangling on a string. You messed it up. Oh well, at least I got this song out of it. She Blew a Good Thing by The Poets. Don't let your lover get you down. And I truly mean that. There's gonna be someone way better for you. You just gotta get out there. You gotta play the game a little more often. You need to put your heart on the line. You need to take that chance. You need to broaden the playing field. You need to meet more people. You need to network. You need to meet your friends' friends. Hell, I can't explain it to you. The only person who can explain networking to you in this digital cyber landscape that we are living in is Warren Zevon. He's gonna set you straight.
There's a way to live that's right for us, like Mayans in Manhattan and Los Angeles. I'm scaling up, I'm breaking down, and I'm doing lunch all over town. Networking, I'm user-friendly. Networking, I install with ease. Data processed, truly basic. I will upload you, you can download me. We'll be right back.
and a full hard drive, and a sector there where I feel alive. Every bit of every band is written one song to the night. Network and I'm user friendly. Network and I'm stalled with ease. Data processed, truly basic. I will upload you, you can download me. Yeah. There's a prayer each night that I always pray. Let the data guide me through every day, and every pulse and every code. Deliver me from the bypass mode. Networking, I'm user-friendly. Networking, I install with ease. Data processed, truly basic. I will upload you, you can download me. Networking, I'm user-friendly. I'm networking, I'm stall with ease. Data process, truly basic. I will upload you, you can download me.
From his 1989 concept album Transverse City, that was Warren Zevon with an acoustic version of Networking. Just a wild ride that album is through the pre-digital era and what he thought the digital landscape was becoming. It is definitely a time piece. I read somewhere that he got a hold of a really early computer programming book and just skimmed through that and made up Networking from that book. One of my favorite Warren Zevon songs comes off that album, Splendid Isolation. I would definitely recommend you giving it a listen. Every night is ladies' night here on the Radio Tees, except in the states of California, Maryland, and Wisconsin, where state courts have ruled that ladies' night discounts are unlawful gender discrimination. But for the rest of you ladies, the night is on me. So I'm going to play something I know you're longing to hear. The sweet, soulful voice of Annie Lennox in the Eurythmics with Love is a Stranger. I love a song with a good grunt in it. That was the Eurythmics with Love is a Stranger. There's been a lot of songs with love is a, let's think about it, love is a bird, love is a rose, love is a shield, love is a game, love is a lie, love is a song, love is on a roll, love is a secret, love is a gun, love is a sin, love is alive, love is a battlefield, love is a losing game, love is a verb, love is a clown, love is a crime, love is a bet, love is a bug, love is a bum, love is a day, love is a drug, love is a dog, love is a gas, love is a god, love is a joy, and so on and so on. But how many of those can be right? I always thought love was a desk. Yeah, it's like going to work. Well, we're almost out of time on this year's Radio Tease, but as I always like to do, I'd like to leave you with a song about domestic abuse. This shows the many sides of domestic abuse and how it can quite quickly turn into love and then back. This is Sheep on Top by and His Band, Baba Mota and His Jamaicans. So take a listen, and we'll see you at the reunion.
It's a lovely thing to see Jane and her boyfriend catch a fight. Not an easy thing to tell who will go in outright. And it's almost every night two of them just a pitch and toss. Them really try to see which of them is the boss. Sheep on top, him underneath, him jump. Sheep on top, can't get me knocked him about. Him on top, she underneath can't jump out. Him on top, with him fist in her mouth. Still a try to push her boyfriend round and round, but so every time she try, him push her up and down. Jenny woulda prefer dead than make you stop them when them fight. Jenny woulda kill you dead if you turn on the light. Sheep on top, him underneath, him jump out. Stop, can't get finna him bout. Him on top, she underneath can't jump out. Him on top, with him fist in her mouth.